Elizabeth Elliot, in a little book that's come into my hand recently, says this: a disciple lives by a different rule, a rule that is not natural to anyone who is a sinner. He will let himself be lost. It's the great principle of the cross that he takes up. Out of his own loss comes another's gain. Out of his discomfort, another's comfort. She then goes on to talk about the fact that when she was in college, it was the custom to get the autographs of people, of your friends. And if there was a young man that you really particularly fancied, you would hope that he'd give some clue to his feelings for you when he wrote his autograph in your book. And she asked Jim Elliot to sign his name in her book. Alongside the name, he wrote only a scripture reference, 2 Timothy 2:4. A soldier on active service will not let himself be involved in civilian affairs. He must be wholly at his commanding officer's disposal. The message was loud and clear, she says. Any hopes I might have entertained, any feelings Jim himself might have had for me that he had not at the time expressed, must give way before the guiding principle of his life. He was not at liberty to plan the future, being at the disposal of someone else. And that disposal came fully to pass when they, now as a married couple, went to the Orcas Indians to give them the gospel. And the night before he died, Jim Elliot wrote in his journal, "He is no fool who gives that which he cannot keep for that which he cannot lose." He died the following morning when he put his foot on the land of the Orcas Indians, who came out and slaughtered him. There is a man who followed the call, no matter what the cost. The call was in his heart, and it drove him, and it drove out even the closest relationship, because he loved the Lord his God with all his heart, soul, mind and strength, and he did not love his life unto the death.